I'd like my young friends to come forward here. Come on up here. We got two this morning. One on the right of me and one on the left of me. All right. You guys like to draw?
Yeah.
You like to draw?
I guess.
Well, let's try it. Let's try drawing something this morning. You like to draw?
I love to draw.
All right. What do you think this is?
It's amazing. I found the way out.
It's a what?
It's a maze.
It's a maze.
Maze.
A maze. You know what a maze is?
Yeah.
You do.
I've been through a cornfield.
It's a maze. And a maze can be a very confusing thing, right? Especially if you find yourself in the middle of it and you're trying to work your way out. Now, when Rose and I, my wife and I, when we lived in Indiana, we used to take our youth to this large place. It was an old farm where they had a giant maze out of corn.
Yeah,
you've been through a corn maze? Have you ever been through a corn maze?
No.
Well, you got these tall stalks of corn, and you can't see. You just gotta follow the rows that are in front of you, and then when you'll reach an intersection, you have to decide, well, do I go right or do I go left? And a lot of times it's just guesswork. You can't measure the sun. You can't drop little bird crumbs behind you to follow your way back. So, you say, all right, I'll make a right. And you walk down about 10 feet or 20 feet or 20 yards, and it makes another right and a left turn, and it ends up in a dead end. You can't go any further. So what do you do when you hit a dead end?
Go backwards.
Well, you don't walk backwards, though, right?
Yeah.
You just turn around and head back. Do you go back down that same road again? I mean, that you just come back from?
If you want to be a smart person, you don't go down the road.
So you got to remember, don't you?
Yeah. Corn maze is if you end up in a dead end, you just ski through it.
Okay. So, you have to try new avenues. You got to go down different paths in order to get out of there, right?
Yeah.
Or you start eating the corn. That's if you're in there too long and you get hungry. Well, let's pretend that this is the beginning of our lives. Let's pretend our life is a maze, all right?
Well, what happens if we have to go with it and start that way, and then if we get confused, we can start that way?
Well, but this is where we all start off, right here. This is being born, right here, okay? What does that say?
Born, and I'm probably guessing that's death.
Well, all right, we'll put that word down here. That's the end of life, all right? The beginning of life and the end of life. Now, the object is to get from here to here. Now, does that look pretty easy?
No.
No, I agree with you. It's not. Now, does anybody ever give you a road map? Anybody give you a road map through life and say, okay, this is how your life is going to be. You're going to go here, here, here. You're going to make a right turn here. You're going to end up going to this school. You're going to meet these friends. You're going to have this job. You're going to live here, and life's going to be fine ever after.
The closest thing that can do that is called Google Maps.
Google Maps. Well, I don't think Google Maps can give you a life map about how your life is going to turn out. So, a lot of life is guesswork then, isn't it? All right, so let's all go. Help me make this map now. We go through here. Oh, it's not so easy. No, you don't want to start with death. You want to start with born. All right, you go through here. What happens if you go this way?
It's a dead end.
Dead end. All right, well, let's try. Let's go this way.
What?
All right, so we're going through here. And what happens?
A dead end.
Another dead end. Uh-oh, maybe we'll never get out of this thing.
We'll go this way.
All right, let's go this way. We go this way. Now, where do we go? This way. It's the only way we can go. And where does it end?
A dead end.
A dead end.
Go this way again.
All right, let's go this way.
A dead end.
Is it?
Because if you go...
Uh-oh, guess what?
Oh,
no. Whoa, what are you discovering?
Death, yay.
Yay, for death, right? Not quite. I'm trying to show you that here, life is like that. It's very confusing, and sometimes we end up in places that we don't want to be.
Yeah.
We don't know, actually, how life ends, where it's going to end, but that means that we need some direction, though, right?
Let's go to a map.
Well, yeah, a map, but we don't have any maps. But what if there is someone who can take you by the hand who knows the way out?
If you know a pencil and if you have a pencil and paper.
Wait, Sean, you're getting ahead of yourself. Let's say that there is somebody with you. Let's say there's somebody with you who takes you by the hand, right? Who wants you to get out safely. And he says, I know the way out of here. So he takes you by the hand and he starts to guide you and lead you. You're not going to be all that scared, are you? No, no. And when he finally gets you to the end and he says, don't even worry about what lies at the end because just know I'm never going to let go of your hand. That's very reassuring, isn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you feel very secure, like your parents feel, make you feel, right?
Yeah.
Well, there is a person, and you know what his name is?
God.
It's God. Yeah. Jesus, in the form of God. He takes you by the hand and he says, yeah, life is going to be confusing. It's not going to be easy. You're going to hit dead ends and all kinds of strange events in the process, but just know that I am with you and I got you by the hand and I am going to get you safely through that maze. And even at times we want to let go of Jesus' hand. Say, let go of me. Let go of me. I can find my way out. And we only get in trouble. So he says, that's okay. My grip on you is stronger than your grip on me.
What?
Yeah. His grip. He holds your hands. Let me have your hand.
In the whole entire world, then how many hands does he have?
He can hold a lot of hands. That's all I know. All right. Let me grab your hands now and let's pray.
Guys, either, you know that? I hope you do. That's right. Gracious God, thank you for guiding us through life and knowing that you love us with an everlasting love and that you have us with a hand and that you're going to lead us through this world that we're often perplexed and confused by, frightened by, but we don't have to be frightened or confused when we know that you are leading us. Help us to follow, help us to go wherever you take us because we know that your way for us is best. And in Jesus' name we pray, the people of God said,
Amen.
Okay, thank you.